I opened the wardrobe and looked for my polka-dot tie. There was no sign of it on the tie rack. I looked in all the drawers, I looked in all the storage boxes in the wardrobe. No polka-dot tie. There was no way that tie could be in our house without my finding it. Kumiko was such a perfectionist when it came to the arrangement of our clothes. My tie couldn't possibly be in a place other than where it was normally kept. And in fact, I found everything, both her clothes and mine, in perfect order. My shirts were neatly folded in the drawer where they belonged. My sweaters were in boxes so full of mothballs, my eyes hurt just from opening the lid. One box contained the clothing she had worn at school, a navy uniform, a flowered mini-dress preserved like photos in an old album. What was the point of keeping such things? Perhaps she'd simply brought them with her because she hadn't found a suitable opportunity to get rid of them. Or maybe she was planning to send them to Bangladesh or donate them one day as cultural artifacts. Anyway, my polka-dot tie was nowhere to be found. Hand on the wardrobe door, I tried to recall the last time I had worn the tie. It was a rather stylish tie, in very good taste, but a bit too much for the office. If I had worn it to the firm, somebody would have gone on and on about it at lunch, praising the color or its sharp looks, which would have been a kind of warning. In the firm I worked for, it was not good to be complimented on your choice of tie, so I had never worn it there. Rather, I put it on for more private, if somewhat formal, occasions, a concert or dinner at a good restaurant, when Kumiko wanted us to dress properly. Not that there were so many such occasions. The tie went well with my navy suit, and she was very fond of it. Still, I couldn't recall when I had last worn it. I scanned the contents of the wardrobe again and gave up. For one reason or another, the polka-dot tie had disappeared.